This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Since September 11th, charitable groups have raised more than $840 million for relief efforts. That's one of the largest philanthropic outpourings in the country's history. And it's thanks in no small part to the Internet. More than $100 million came in from websites alone. NPR's Robert Smith reports on the emergence of the Internet as a fundraising tool.
Just a few months ago, FireDonations.com was a rarely visited stop on the back roads of the Internet. The charity, based in Tacoma, Washington, had raised about $10,000 for rural fire departments in its first 6 months. Not bad, they thought. Then on September 12th, a small link to the site was placed on a prominent Internet search engine.
Literally within 15 seconds of Yahoo putting us up on their front page, we started getting several hundred hits a minute. We were bringing in about $250,000 an hour.
Steve Carriaga, a former firefighter, says they used to have a little doorbell that hung in the office and automatically rang when somebody clicked on the website. It burned out in just a few hours. In a few days, the site had raised $4 million for the families of New York firemen that died at the World Trade Center.
It gives you a worldwide stage. We've had donations from over 45 countries all over the world, and that in itself is amazing.
At a time when people wanted to give immediately to help the relief efforts, the Internet was open and ready to take their gifts. The Red Cross estimates that almost 30% of the money it's raised came from websites. The September 11th fund received $8 million from Internet users. The numbers came as a shock to fundraisers because up until now, using the Internet to raise money had been something of a dud. Stacy Palmer, the editor of the Chronicle of Philanthropy, says few charities had ever raised more than a couple of million dollars online.
People have been waiting for a long time for this idea of online giving to take off, and it just didn't. There were lots of sites that were set up to be able to take your donation securely and guarantee that your credit card would be okay, and nobody was using them in a very big way. But fortunately, those systems were all set up and were in place, so it was very possible to use them very quickly. As soon as this attack happened, most of the charities were ready to go and accept these online donations, and it really showed the power of that connection.
And some of the frailty. No website was prepared for the volume of people wanting to give. The Red Cross site slowed to a crawl. Technicians from Microsoft and Cisco had to work around the clock to expand the capacity. Other e-commerce sites jumped in to pick up the slack. Yahoo, Amazon, PayPal, places that could handle the thousands of credit cards at a time, became fundraising arms for the Red Cross and Salvation Army. Harry Gruber, the CEO of an internet fundraising company, Quintera, says no other kind of donation system can ramp up so quickly.
In times of national disasters like this, the Internet's probably the only way. I had lots of people who tried to call in for the telethons, and they couldn't get a phone line, so they went online. That's the power of the Internet. It really has incredible capacity.
Websites such as libertyunites.org became the de facto clearinghouse for all charitable information. The site, launched by six Internet companies and endorsed by President Bush, has counted more than $100 million in web donations. Although that's unprecedented by Internet standards, it's still a small percentage of the $200 billion a year given to all nonprofits and charities.
It's a modest increase, and it's certainly an encouraging increase, but it certainly doesn't represent the dawning of a new era by any stretch of the imagination.
Mark Rovner is a nonprofit consultant with Craver Matthew Smith in Arlington, Virginia. He says the current system of relying on personal appeals isn't going away anytime soon, and the current success of the Internet may be an anomaly.
One of the major factors that's going to drive people to the Internet to give is the kind of PR attention, including the President of the United States saying on national television people should go to the Internet and make donations. That kind of press attention is unique, and that was certainly the principal driver of the Internet giving.
After all, the backbone of fundraising isn't the one-time gift. It's forming a relationship with donors who can provide regular support. No one knows yet if these new Internet givers will find their way back to the websites to click again. Robert Smith, NPR News, Tacoma, Washington.